WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The celebrated novelist Don DeLillo is known for his sprawling books that take on complex intellectual subjects like the shaping of history and self-consciousness. His latest novel, The Body Artist, is uncharacteristically short, but book critic Maureen Corrigan says it may well be the most perplexing novel DeLillo has written to date.
Book critics are paid to have opinions, not ambivalence. So I know I'm not supposed to say this, but I'm not sure what I think of Don DeLillo's latest novel, The Body Artist. Immediately after I first read it, I thought, well, it's technically dazzling but slight, both narratively and literally speaking. It only weighs in at a novella-length 129 pages. That's about the length of the prologues in DeLillo's more typical bulky blockbusters like Underworld and Libra. But then I kept thinking of scenes from the novel, and because it's so short, I reread most of it. Now I don't know. There's a haunting, turn-of-the-screw-like quality to The Body Artist. In part, it is a ghost story, as well as a meditation on grief and the tyranny of time. In part, I think it's also a somewhat baffling, long, short story that wouldn't have gotten published separately as a novel were it not for DeLillo's weighty, critical reputation. Maybe the fact that I am so undecided about The Body Artist speaks to its inherent worth and aesthetic complexity. Or maybe not. The story, like so many of DeLillo's other stories, is weird. A married couple is living together in a rented, ramshackle old mansion near the sea. The wife is named Lauren Hartke, and she's the body artist of the title, a performance artist who uses her body as her canvas. The much older husband is Ray Robles, a celebrated director of a few art movies. Early in the story, Robles leaves the house, visits the apartment of his first wife, and commits suicide. In shock, Lauren spends formless days wandering around the empty house. She hears noises and investigates. In an almost bare third-floor bedroom, she finds a small man sitting on the bed in his underwear. He seems to be a grown-up Casper Hauser-type wild child who speaks in mangled, meaningless word jumbles. Instead of calling the police or the nearest sanitarium, the desolate Lauren cares for this stranger, feeds and bathes him, persists in talking to him. Then, during one of their loopy interludes, he begins acting out a conversation that Lauren had with Ray shortly before his death. Vocabulary, intonations, gestures, they're all letter perfect. Lauren admits to herself that the stranger could be just a retarded man sadly gifted in certain specialized areas, such as memory retention and mimicry, a man who'd been concealed in a large house, listening. She's transfixed, however, by the way the stranger reincarnates her late husband's tonal soul. It doesn't seem like an act of memory. Because time, as most adults experience it, doesn't exist for this infantile man, every remark of Ray's that he utters is happening now. And so, Lauren believes, Ray lives in him, alive again, word for word, touch for touch. There's more. The mysterious stranger vanishes, and Lauren copes by putting together a performance piece called Body Time, in which she starves and bleaches and exfoliates her body to a state of almost non-existence. One reviewer of the piece comments that Lauren obviously wanted her audience to feel time go by, viscerally, even painfully. In that aim, Lauren and her creator DeLillo have a lot in common. Certain themes that mark much of DeLillo's work play themselves out in The Body Artist. Word for word, touch for touch, DeLillo wants his language to slow down time, to reverse the addictive, simplifying effects of visual mass media, television, movies, computers. DeLillo also has always been obsessed with narrative sequence, how to shake it up, turn it back on itself, rob it of its innate causality. As a reader, I enjoy DeLillo's riffs on the pornography of modern imagery and chronology more when they're attached to a stronger, clearer storyline, like the revisiting of the Kennedy assassination in Libra. The body artist is almost all riff, dangling off of a misty apparition of a story. And yet, if DeLillo wanted to toy with his reader's experience of time in The Body Artist, he certainly succeeded in my case. Ironically, while I was reading this brief novel, it sometimes felt too long to me. Enough already, I thought, with all this postmodernist self-consciousness about self-consciousness. But now that I've finished the book, its uncanny mood lingers.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Body Artist by Don DeLillo.